Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. This week, the county commissioners voted to award a security contract to Blue Armor Security Services. The vote went against the staff recommendations and also against some, like Bexar County Commissioner Kevin Wolf, say is a conflict of interest because Blue Armor is owned by Willie Ng, who is an employee of the county at the DA's office.
I just want everyone to realize that what that really means is any employee, any elected, including us, have the right to apply for a county contract. And I obviously don't agree with that.
Brian Chasnoff has been writing about this issue in his column for the San Antonio Express News, and we invite you into our conversation. You can give us a call, 210-614-8980, 614-8980. You can also email questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org. And Brian, welcome back to The Source.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You've been writing about this quite a bit. Tell me why this got into your process.
It was really introduced by Kevin Wolf, who raised a red flag, you know, warning me as a journalist and by extension the public that if Blue Armor were to have its contract renewed, it would violate a clause in its very contract, which barred county employees from having the contract. And Willie Ng is Bexar County District Attorney Nico LaHood's chief investigator. So he just thought that was not only a violation of the contract, but he portrayed it as a conflict of interest, or at the very least a perceived conflict of interest.
Nevertheless, the county commissioners voted, and it was Kevin Wolf was the only voice against it in favor of awarding Blue Armor Security Services that contract. But also this became a very heated issue with the district attorney LaHood, and he seemed like he took great offense to the fact that you would raise this issue.
Well, I think that's a question of temperament. If you'll see that a column that ran today was about LaHood's request for funding for assault rifles for his investigators, and I wrote
SWAT style type stuff,
military style weaponry, yes, long rifles, and I wrote a column questioning the wisdom or questioning whether, basically advising caution, and he reacted in the same way. So I tend to think that that's a question of temperament, really.
Right. So let's talk about why this is a red flag, why some people should be concerned. And first of all, there is the legal issue about this county employees being eligible to get contracts from the county in and of itself. Now, there was a prohibition in it, or there is a prohibition in it. What I want to explain that part.
There was a prohibition in the contract itself. There was some question. LaHood maintained that there was absolutely no general administrative policy against it. At first, Kevin was maintaining there was. What is clear is that there was a specific prohibition in the contract itself. So,
because there's no law, per se, against this.
State, to the contrary, state law allows it. I'm fairly...
Well, then it must be fine. You know, if it's legal in Texas...
And that's sort of the... It became... At first, I thought, this is interesting. This is a philosophical debate we're having here, because Kevin Wolf says, just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. And as county commissioners, we should have the authority to have that clause in any contract we want, barring county employees. Nico LaHood's argument was, well, we can do it. If it's not illegal, then it's not a conflict of interest.
And but the contract that has been held by Blue Armor Security Services, what are they going to do?
They provide security at 15 locations, buildings essentially across the county buildings, not the courthouse. The sheriff's office does that, but.
But he's an employee at the DA's office. He's also running this company.
So Blue Armor received the contract in 2013, won the contract in 2013. About a little over a year after that, LaHood, right after he was elected, after he defeated Susan Reed, asked Willie Ng if he would consider joining his administration as his chief investigator. And Willie reached out to the purchasing department at the county and asked, is that going to be okay? Can I keep my contract? My concern is the contract. And the narrative is that Willie was told by the county staff that there's no problem.
And so is this the first time this has popped up? That a county employee applied for a contract, like, you know, to serve the county?
In Bear County?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't think it's ever risen to the fore like this.
And so this, is it about appearances, that this creates the appearance of cronyism at Bear County, that a person can say, well, of course, he's going to get the contract. He's an inside guy.
You know, and like I said before, there is a bit of a philosophical debate here. You know, is perception, does it matter enough that perception exists or could exist to where it shouldn't be allowed? Because one of Wolf's arguments is this would dissuade other firms from going through the RFP, the request for proposal process, which costs money and takes a lot of time. Would that dissuade other firms who might be equally or more qualified than Blue Armor from applying for the contract? Because they say they would throw their arms up in the air and say, the chief investigator already has a contract. How can I compete? You know?
Exactly. And so some people have said, you know, we know that Kevin Wolf is the lone Republican on the county commissioners and that Nico is a Democrat and he defeated the Republican Susan Reed. There's a lot of acrimony between political parties in that area. Can we chalk this up to politics?
You know, I asked that question and I never brought that up in my columns. I never chalked. I think it goes a little bit deeper than just partisanship. The district attorney he holds a very powerful office. He's legal advisor to Commissioner's Court. So I think that it's a very awkward position that the commissioners were placed in, because you have their legal advisor advising them to allow his chief investigator to bid on a contract, despite the protests of Commissioner Wolf. Very awkward situation. Regardless of what party you're in.
Right. So if something goes wrong with either one of Mr. Ng's jobs, I mean, it's amazing to me that you're able to run this big security company. You know, that's huge. It's a huge contract. That's a job, a full-time job in and of itself. And then also being the chief investigator for the DA's office, that's a super job that we're all counting on to be done to the fullest of a person's ability. I don't know how one individual is going to be able to do all that, but this guy is apparently a high-capacity person. But
he's going to have high-capacity weaponry.
Yeah, to go with it. But if either one of those jobs begins to slack, how do you kind of bring that guy back into line when he's obviously got a lot of going on?
Well, you know, I think one thing Kevin Wolf, the main critic here, the main of this arrangement, one thing he's made clear from the beginning is that he did not question Willie's ability or to do the job as of providing security, nor the quality of his work. That was never an issue, and I never raised that issue in my columns.
But he's mainly focused on, here we are setting up a system in Bear County where employees can now get these big dollar contracts.
And more importantly, where commissioners are stripped of the authority to say, no, this contract should not be allowed to go to a county employee.
Yeah, but they can still say no. They can say no for whatever reason they want.
They can vote, well, because they can vote on the contract, right? But yeah. Should county employees even be allowed to bid on the contract is the question.
Right, but you know, back to the issue that you brought up about DA LaHood's temperament.
Yes, sir.
You know, we're seeing, you know, the issue with the blue jeans. He got into a kerfuffle with a former DA Judge Hilbig in the courtroom about that.
That's
about,
right.
During Fiesta.
That's right.
And then it seems to be a pattern, you think?
It's a pattern.
And what's to be, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm a member of the press.
Yes.
And this, you know,
you've engaged him in these issues, and I've sat down and talked to him.
I'll tell you,
and he's an intense individual.
I can tell you that I've never experienced this level of blowback from an elected official. I've been doing columns now for 4.5 years, a reporter for 10 years. I've done a lot of investigative work and criticizing public policy. I've never seen this level of aggression coming back from, you know, my subjects.
Is it just like, how is that aggression being manifested?
Through social media.
Like calling you out again. Here's Brian Chasnoff again coming after me.
I think it's just an overall, you know, tactic to disparage or attack your political enemy through social media, which might remind you of another prominent political figure on the stage currently.
Yes, that's an interesting comparison. But, you know, we know that District Attorney LaHood, he's a street fighter. He's a tough guy. He's so that's part of his personality, the way he presents himself.
You know, at the end of the day, he's going to have to get reelected. And if the voters think he's done a great job and that he's suited for the job temperamentally and also through the quality of his work, then that's up to the voters.
So how do they justify that they need this arsenal, military-style weaponry?
So LaHood told me yesterday that there, for one thing, there's some secured floors in the courthouse complex that apparently the Bexar County deputies do not have immediate access to. And LaHood is worried that there could be an active shooter scenario where the investigators would have to defend themselves and others. However, they're already armed. So the question is, I think it's more of a question of the scope of the firepower. You know, do they need increased, bigger guns? Is that justified?
Okay. All right. Brian Chasnoff is writing about issues in Bexar County, City of San Antonio. Thanks for filling us in on these new developments. A column for the San Antonio Express News. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And this is The Source on KSTX. Thanks for tuning us in.